Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show on the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Dr. Gleb Sapirsky is here. He spelled his word with a T on the front of the S there. Greg Sapirsky, CEO of Disaster Avoidance Experts, author of Never Go With Your Gut, a new book. Dr. Gleb Sapirsky is the title, is the author. Gleb, I need you to tell us how we can find you and your book.
Sure. So you can find my book. It's been published by a great traditional business publisher called Career Press. It's available in bookstores everywhere, from your Barnes & Noble to indie bookstores to university bookstores, and, of course, online on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and elsewhere.
Right.
You can find me at my website at disasteravoidanceexperts.com. Again, disasteravoidanceexperts.com. There's blogs, videos, podcasts, decision aids, manuals, classes, and so on.
Awesome.
Make sure, for talking about classes, there's a free class at disasteravoidanceexperts.com/subscribe with 8 video-based modules, Wise Decision Making 101. Again,
right.
disasteravoidanceexperts.com/subscribe. And I'm quite active on LinkedIn, so if you have any questions about anything I've said on this program, please connect with me there.
Dr.
Gleb Sapirsky,
GLED. Gleb, talk to us about some of the stories with your clients. What do you do in your disaster avoidance work with your clients? Give us a story of a without names, of course, of some companies, some clients where you've helped them avoid cognitive bias and move forward to success.
So here's an example of an entrepreneur. So this is a tech startup, a healthcare tech startup, that just passed the $10 million round, and the VCs wanted the founder to get some coaching from me because, you know, it was getting serious. So I talked to the founder, and the founder showed me a SWOT he did of his strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And I saw that he did not list delegating effectively as one of his weaknesses. And whereas from my conversation
are not good at that.
Yeah. Well, from my conversation,
I got my hand up, by the way.
It's a challenge. So when I said that, you know, hey, I won't name the name, a founder, why is this issue not there, despite, you know, some of the VCs having told you and told me that this is an issue? And he immediately got defensive and, you know, wasn't comfortable with this conversation.
Wow.
And that points to the problem of SWOT analysis as a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
People use the SWOT analysis, think everything is great after they do it, but, of course, their gut reaction causes them to misstate information, to hide from themselves their own weaknesses. Like,
well, you know what Polonius said to Falstaff in the play Hamlet, Gleb. He said, "This above all, to thine own self be true."
Yes. So that was one of the biggest problems, and so we talked about it, and eventually after me showing him that, hey, you know, in order for you to succeed, for your startup to grow from 10 million to 100 million, you really need to be an excellent delegator if you actually want to survive and thrive as the founder and CEO of the startup.
The single biggest thing that holds back entrepreneurs is the inability to delegate. If you've got a good product, if you've got a good operation, if you're well capitalized, you will not be able to grow properly and stay in business, really, if you can't learn how to delegate. Last thoughts. Go ahead.
That's absolutely right, Jim. So this was a big issue that I had to talk through and guide him in how to do so effectively. But the first thing to address was the underlying fears, the emotions, because our emotions, our gut reactions are where.
This is a different aspect to this, I think, than we've talked about. You're saying that not being truthful with ourselves is a cognitive bias about ourselves, not a cognitive bias about external things, but a cognitive bias about ourselves, not telling ourselves the truth, not being honest, not being introspective, not doing self-analysis. Mm-hmm. Last thoughts.
That's right. Cognitive biases are about systematic errors in our thinking, whether it's about the world around us or about ourselves. And they can apply to, like I was previously talking about, the world around us or for ourselves. And this was one of the problems with himself, where his emotions were inhibiting his ability to delegate and his ability to actually enable his startup to grow effectively.
Right.
And so that's what we had to talk about. We had to have some healthy conversations about
the book is called Never Go With Your Gut. Dr. Gleb Sapirsky, come back soon. Thank you for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.